Halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, from Zayin Becheshvan, from tonight, you start to daven and say V'sein Talumoto and Boruch Oleinu. Like you see Hashem Miyad listens to you. In Chutz La'aretz, Shulchan Aruch brings down. Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Dini Birkas Hashonim. Birkas Hashonim tzorch lema bo b'moisak shomim v'sein talumoto. Umad chilish ol moto b'chutz la'aretz b'tfilas arvi shel yom shishim achar tukufas tishrei. Normally it comes out on the 4th of December. Sometimes it comes out on the 5th. It's not February, it's 28 or 29 days. But this is 60 days achar tukufas tishrei. ובארץ ישראל מתחיל עם לישל מליל שיבה במרחש. שבור explains. כלימה. ובארץ ישראל, לפי ששום צריך לקשומים, לפי שגובה מכל הערוצס, מה שאין כן בגוילו, אנו בחוץ לארץ, בוסר בני גוילה לבוא ולזלין, that it's low. So this is the הלוכה. And ארץ ישראל, you start to daven for rain, Zayin Becheshvan. And Chutz La'aretz, you start to daven the rain, Tkufas, Shishim Yom La'achar HaTkufa, that is the 4th of December, or the 5th of December. Shaila is what happens to a Ben Chutz La'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael, and a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz. So this is Klo. L'moshel, L'gabe Yom Tavsheini, people come to Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz. Even if they stay a year in Eretz Yisrael, I'm glad that I hear already for a couple of years, for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Even so, they keep 2 days. These Israelis that are all over America, they plan to go back to Eretz Yisrael, they keep 1 day, they're not allowed to do melacha. Here, it's not the same. Here, Likul Alma, if you move to Eretz Yisrael for a year, you're like Eretz Yisrael, Dika. If you're in America for a year, you're American. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha like this. Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Kotn Hei. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz oy lehefech. So we'll start to speak about lehefech. It's more lehefech here. Im daite b'teich shon olachzor, if he's about to go back home in the year, he asks like in America, the 4th of December. אם דייט אחר שונו, if he's planned to stay for a year, שואל כמוקים שהוא שום. Even if he has a wife and kids in the other place. It's much more. If he has a das to go back and he has the family there, for sure he asks us like the place that he's planned to go back to in the year. He's planned to stay. כן כוסף הפריחודש והביאו הפרימגודים, ובספר ברכי יוסף, הסכים בשם כמה גדולים, לדעס מורינו הרב זרחיה, מורינו הרב ינקב מולקוי, לכל אחד ישול כבני העיר הנמצא שם. ודלוי כהפרי חודש, ולכאורה מדברי הברי דמשמע דמיירי דווקא באין דעתי לאחזור, וצורך לעיים בתשובס, כשום מקוירי. זה לא זנב את כלום שבו עושה את זה. So it's two sheeters. The Birkei Yosef says, if you're here, you're here. If you're dear, you're dear. And the other shit is, if you plan to go back, you're American. If you plan to stay for the year, so then you say, like in Mekoyim. So what happens? If a person is American that is in Eretz Yisrael, L'chur, it's telling the two shittas in the Mishnah Berurah. L'fi the shita, you go l'fi the place you are. So the Americans here, if you're the second sheet, they will say V'sein Talumoto right away. If you're Chutz La'aretz, you'll stop to say right away. So, B'Ashkof HaRishon, before Shlom Zalman V'Siyatoi came into the picture, people learned this Mishneh Berurah. And they said, listen, the Americans that are here, most of them are planning to go back before the end of the year. Not to say V'sein Talumoto. No, someone told me when they asked if Sechosheva Yidin, this is what he told him. that person learned Mishneh Berurah. It says the Mishneh Berurah. If you're planning to go back this year, you go like the other place. Abba Lemay says another shita that you have to say. Mishneh Berurah has a shita that you have to say. So these people said, you know what? Say in Shema Kaleinu. Say in Shema Kaleinu. Because if you don't say and you have to say, you are not Yotze Tefillah. To say if you don't have to say, it's also not good. Rav Scheinberg, and Torah Oir, the people that learn in Torah Oir, and the followers of Torah Oir, this is what they do. They don't say the Saint Alumoto, if they plan to go back this year. They say it in Shema Kaleinu. And they say the Saint Alumoto, Lebnei Eretz Yisroel. So this is one reason, because to be choshish to the second shita in the Mishneh Berurah. But not only because of that, Rav Scheinberg told him to do that. Rav Shlomo Zalman of Auerbach came and he said, a new pshat, I know it's not mashma in the Mishneh Berurah, but Rav Shlomo Zalman squeezes it in. If you see the prichodosh inside, and mur mekoyres, that it doesn't mean if he has a das to go back till before the end of the year. He says you have to read the Mishneh Berurah like this. If you have a das to go home before the 4th of December, then you don't say the Saint Alumot. If you have a das to go back after the 4th of the December, then you have to say. Shana v'toich shana means the shana of the rain. If you have a das to go back before the 4th of December, don't say the Saint Alumot for the first shita. If you have a das, if la'aloch le'maise, and most of Klal Yisrael today follow Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you have a das to go back before the 4th of December, say in Shema Kaleinu. And when you go back to America, stop to say. If you have a das to go back after the 4th of December, you have to say the Saint Alumoto and Baruch Aleinu. So we'll make the psakim in starker. If you plan to go back before the 4th of December, so say in Shema Kaleinu. When you get to Chutz La'aretz, you stop. What would be if before you went? Again, you plan to go back home before the 4th of December, and you, so we're telling you to say in Shema Kaleinu. You forgot to say in Shema Kaleinu. You don't have to be chayzer. But if you plan to go back after the 4th of December, and you didn't say the Saint Alumoto, so Rav Shlomo Zalman daven again. La'aloch le'maaseh. Someone today in Ma'ariv didn't know, he read somewhere a paper or something, and he didn't know what to do, and he didn't say the Saint Alumoto, so Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he finished, it's minyanim in the shtiblach. Yeah, the whole night. If you said in Shema Kaleinu, you don't have to daven again, yes. But we'll get back. We have to go to Shtiblach or not? You're right. This is about. This is people that every night go, but you also like it goes.
You don't want to miss
the Tefillah in Yeshiva. So, what do you do? So, you can make a minyan in Yeshiva. Now, there's a lot of problem, a lot of bochim. I think tonight already 20 asked me that question. Maybe 18. They're planning to go back home before the 4th of December for 2 days and come back. They have a wedding in 2 weeks, a brother, a sister. These are the ones that the yeshiva lets to go for, nothing else. Yeah? So he has a brother or sister's wedding. He's planning to go for 2 days and come back. 3 days, say that. And to come back. The shaila is what to do. So the Shmir Shabbos Ki Lechosa holds that he, Lefi Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's considered his plan to stay. That little visit doesn't count. And the Mele, he holds to start to say in Baruch Aleinu. And when he's in Chutz La'aretz, to say in Shema Kaleinu. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have two tzirufim. Maybe Reb Shlomo Zalman is right. And even if he's wrong, maybe you go to the place that you are. When you're Chutz La'aretz, you only have that Reb Shlomo Zalman. And also, at the time that you are Ben Eretz Yisrael, I don't know the Shmir Shabbos Kirchos. Now, in a second I'll explain it a little bit more. A ben chutz la'aretz that is planning to go back before the 4th of December, so he said he has to say it. He doesn't have to say it, only he says it in Shema Kaleinu. What would be if he is a shatz? He's going down to the Amud, he's the Baal Tfilah. So Belachas, he says in Shema Kaleinu, Chazor is a shatz, he could say it in Baruch Oleinu. Some people say, Lekadchila, better not to be a Shliach Tzibur. A Ben Eretz Yisrael that started to say Baruch Oleinu, and he went to Chutz La'aretz for 3 days. If he already started in Eretz Yisrael, Zog Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, not to stop. What would be fakert? A ben, this happened to Rav Shteyman 5 years ago. He was in America in Zion Cheshb. So what to do? In 3 days he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he has to start to say Shema Kaleinu, right? Because Be'etzem he has a din of Ben Eretz Yisrael because he's planning to go back. But now Lamaisi is in Chutz La'aretz. So we have a tzad that we choishesh lefi the place that you are. So he has to say Shema Kaleinu. So this is what Rav Shteyman told the people that in his Achsania. So the Lomdim started to clear a shaila. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, so Rav Shteyman said, and Shema Kuleinu, v'sein talumato, because he was Choshesh, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so he has to say Lefi Eretz Yisrael, or be Choshesh to the Shita that you have to go Lefi the place that you are. So b'meile, he said it in Shema Kuleinu. But me'ikar adin, he has to say, just he can't say in Baruch Oleinu. So the people that were with Rav Shteyman declared as a shaila. When he has to say V'sein Talumoto? In Mincha or in Ma'ariv? When, I don't know if you know, but in America it's behind. Everything, yeah? So now, one of the things that are behind is the hours. So when they dive in Mincha, we're already in Eretz Yisrael, we need rain. So he could say V'sein Talumoto already in Vov Cheshvan or not? Why he's saying? He's saying because he wants it to rain here, right? He doesn't want it to rain in America. He's davening for the rain in Eretz Yisrael. He told him to say, V'sein talumoto b'Eretz Yisrael. So the shaila is, he's in Chutz La'aretz, and he's davening for the rain in Eretz Yisrael. So now they davening Mincha, in Shem HaShabbos, yeah, they davening Mincha. Now he's davening for the rain. We want rain now in Eretz Yisrael, right? So he could really start to say V'sein Talumoto or not? It was a vikuach. It's mistaber lad la'aloche natu, to start only from the time of Ma'ariv. So it's mistaber. I saw in Shulchan Shleim, he says that if he wants, he could do it in Mincha, but then for sure to say V'sein Talumoto be'eretz Yisrael, lebnei Eretz Yisrael. When you say it in Shema Kaleinu. The same thing we had a Shaila Fakert. Eretz Yisrael that is in Australia. I don't know if you know what happens in Australia. Australia are ahead of us in 6 hours. So when Dira Zayin Cheshvan, here it's in the middle of the Vov Cheshvan. If you were down for rain, it will go down on the Regolim that didn't come back yet, right? Why we don't down into Zayin Cheshvan? The Gemara says the Oile Regolim didn't get back home yet. So if he's down for rain in Eretz Yisrael, and he's davening it in Australia. In Australia now it's Friday morning. So if he will daven when they start in Ma'ariv, Hashem will make it to rain in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want it to rain here.
No
what?
No other
regular
now.
So we'll get it. So why are you starting to say the same thing about the only in Zion Cheshvan? But it's this Israel regular. If you don't see them, it's not my problem. I wish they didn't post him. Israel regular, if it's one of them. Manavshach. We'll get to it in a second. But again, Mistaber, I heard once from one of the Choshev Tamid HaChomim that it doesn't make a difference. Because the Pshat Moshel that it says in Mishnah Berurah that it's Kedai to learn Motzi Yom Kippur because a lot of people don't learn. Ein Baruch Hashem became Punk Fakel. Yeah, everyone learned Motzi Yom Kippur. But he says because the world is without learning. doing Yom Kippur, people daven, people learn. But Motzei Yom Kippur, people go out to eat. So it's kedai to chaparai. The shaila is, what is the problem? Motzei Yom Kippur, every country is in a different hour. So what's the world without Torah? It's all mesuda the whole time. So the pshat is, they say, it's the same day that goes around. We're inside the time limit, so we don't understand it. But it's the same time that goes around. So b'meile, the same Zayin Cheshvan, you write that it looks like in Australia as before, it doesn't go like that. B'meile, aval you go to Fizai. We'll see in a second. As the Eitze, the Aloch is like this. We'll start a little bit the Aloch and then we'll go back to this Cheshvan. If someone forgot to save a Saint Alumotor, he has to daven again. We'll see later exactly when and where. If he's misubik, if he said the Saint Alumotor or not, so he also has to daven again, because we assume that Mistomi he daven the way he's regular to daven without mentioning the Saint Alumoto. If 30 days passed, he doesn't have to. Why? Because we say it's 90 tefillas. Mele is a chazok already that he's used to saying the Saint Alumoto. It's kashas mit Shabbos, the 30 days, Shabbos. But this is the person you bring down. The person can bring down an Eitzah to say 90 times. V'eskol minei svo asolat ivo, v'sein talo motor livracho. V'eskol minei svo asolat ivo, v'sein talo motor livracho. Shulchan Shleim says to say like this. V'eskol minei svo asolat ivo, v'sein talo motor livracho, al pnei adomo. V'eskol minei svo asolat ivo, v'sein talo motor livracho, al pnei adomo. You say it 90 times, and from then on, if you're mistubik, if you forgot or not, we say mistomi, you said it. The whole mile of 30 days is, you have a chazoka by 90 times saying it. So if you say it 90 times, it helps. Chasam Sefer says to say it 101. En adoy meshein apirko yomeo poem lomeo ve'echod. It says, meo ve'echod is shark. This is like the Chasam Sefer. Say it 101. So some people, like Atchila Choshesh to the Chasam Sefer, and they say it 101. Now, not everyone agreed. Bez Hashem, in 6 weeks we'll learn the sugi inside. Beginning of Cheska Sabbatim, it's probably hard to learn Pshat Machlekes, Amin Peretz, Dalton, Bekirim, Nikichoysov. If it helps, if a show becomes more, if he makes 3 negichas in one day, or maybe you have to have 3 days. So the same thing here. Maybe the chazok is only 90 times over 30 days. So the two brings down a machlekes. If it helps to say it 90 days, 90 times or not. So some people tried not to say 90 times. But lemais in the poskim say people that find themselves every second day not sure if they said it or not. And they're causing bochas levatola kaseida. We'll see later if it's called bochas levatola or not. So it's better to say 90 times or 101, like this they will remember. So the piskechuvas brings down that they have to be beretzifus. You can't say 10 now, 10 tomorrow. It doesn't work. The 90 works over 30 days, 3 a day. But the 90, if you want it to become a hergel, all the poskim say you said 90 times, and then you see that you have a mistake. So if you have once or twice a mistake, it's okay. If you find yourself 3 times forgetting to say the Saint Alomoto, so then we say vice versa, the 90 didn't work by you, and you don't have a chazok. But if, Lamashal, you find yourself that you say the same broch, the Saint Alomoto, so this is not, forget, so the 90 times helps, that it clicks in your head. Only if the pshat is, you finish davening, and then you realize that you didn't say. Or you're the Shlech Tzibur, the Elam correct you, so then you know for sure that you have a mistake. What is the Ratzifus? You don't have to be Mak, be Mavish, not to be Mavsik as in a Krishma. It means to do it in the same time.
Over
90 days, as a Musik, a person does something with the time, he gets regular. Or one after the other, he gets regular. 3 here, 3 there, it doesn't make the person regular. It's the Mitzvahs.
You say that the
chazaka
works for like a
lachash,
if you only
forget to mention the shlich tzibra. No, it's not small. I'm not sure if it only works in yeshiva, not in the shtiblach. Yeah, that's crazy. For the Americans, I think it's g'day tonight to say. For all the Americans. She'yesh nepoi v'asher eineh nepoi. Also English, I don't mean dafka American. Why? Because even the lemaisa, the psak is like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you forgot Baruch Aleinu, or like if you didn't say it tonight, you have to go now davening after the shir. But because it's a machlekes, so like this, you will not have sveikas. Now we'll explain. Well, maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman is not right. So if you repeat davening stam, it's a bracha levatole. So you tell me you don't understand. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not right, so how we follow Rav Shlomo Zalman? So I want to explain to you now. You follow Rav Shlomo Zalman even if he's wrong. But if he's wrong and you daven again, it's a bracha levatole. And I will explain exactly. There was a story happened yesterday here near the yeshiva. There's a shul, it's called Birkas Yitzchok. The Gabbai gave a clap yesterday night for Saint Talumoto. The whole shul davened for Saint Talumoto. At the end of davening, I spoke today to a guy that was in the shul. At the end of davening, the Gabbai gave a clap. I'm sorry, it was a mistake. Kids are not, no one knew what to do to daven Shmones. Everyone said to Saint Talumoto. It was a clap. Ma'ase Shoya, Tovshin Ein Beis. From yesterday, Birkas Yitzchok is the shul. They told me it's here in the area. I don't know exactly where it is. I tried to. But I spoke to one of the mispalalim. So they came to ask me. I told them, it's from Zaman Ayabachi Paskin already, in Alicha Shleime, that you don't have to go back. It happened to me, the truth, I'll tell you the truth. It happened to me, Motze Yisim Chasteira. I said, Saint Talumoto, Baruch Aleinu. That's Tfilas Geshem. I was all into the Geshem. Baruch Aleinu, I said, Saint Talumoto. But I didn't daven again. Why? Zogim Shem Zalman, Be'etzem, it has to rain. It's not really regalim anyways. It's not really regalim. Chazal say, so why take we leave it in Zion? Because the Maase people are oil regel, even if there's no Bis HaMikdash, everyone comes to Yerushalayim to Bis HaMikdash. But Zohar Rav Shlomo Zalman, that first the Maase says, no, the Maase we need rain. Now the Pshat, we don't daven for rain because we don't want the oil regolim to get wet. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Almol, they bring down, when he was a kid, they asked him, so if we don't daven 21 days after, because it takes the last person to come back 15 days from Sukkot to go back home, so why 15 days before Pesach we don't stop the daven for rain? If you don't want the Aliyah going to get wet, so stop the daven 15 days before the Aliyah going for Pesach. So it's brought down Aliyah Shleim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was young, he answered because they came with coats. Here they came with summer clothes. People on the way back will start to rain. People are not ready. Mashiach, after the whole winter, people are ready. It's in the winter already. It's pshat not to get wet. And the Zogin is, the pshat, now we could daven later that Hashem will give a lot of rain. Mashiach, in the end of the winter, sometimes we, like last year, we're missing rain. We can't stop. Now, you know, tomorrow will be rain. That's Hashem. The whole winter you have to daven to Hashem. But we can't stop the daven in the winter. What if we're missing rain? And the rain didn't come yet. Some say it's a reason not to start. But when we call Mekom Zogim Shem Zalman, that Lemaise, he brings down Mekoyos to that. Shem Zalman, this was the Pesach to that Shul Taike. They told me that they also Nishi Yisrael, they bring down Azeb Shem Zalman. I didn't see it inside. That lemaisi you don't have to repeat. I'm not so sure. I was trying today to find out if it happens to an American guy, what is the halacha? I don't know. But if it happens to a Tzisoldik guy, I know what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that you don't have to daven again. I will explain in a second why I'm saying the American guys are different. Comes the Tehillah LeDavid, Sefer Choshuv, and the Sefer Shulchan Shloimoi to the Av Beis Din of Mir 200 years ago. And they say that an American that said with Saint Talumoto, Fum Zayin Cheshvan, Valen Eretz Yisrael, you need rain, but the Eved is not Chayzer. In America, if someone said with Saint Talumoto, Valen Eretz Yisrael, they need rain, if it helps also to the American, if he says before Zayin Cheshvan, also because in Eretz Yisrael, oh, I don't know if you say two miyemals, yeah? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you really don't say. I'm a stupid. Said like this. What will happen if someone was saying Baruch Aleinu, was saying Talumoto? Maybe I'm wrong. But with the Eved, it's not Me'akev. But if you don't say and you have to say, you're not Yotze Tefillah. So again, if you're planning to go back after the 4th of December, you have to say. And second one, we have the second sheet in the Mishnah Berurah, every person has to say the Philip place he is. And the third time, Zogim Shem Zaman, and even if I'm wrong, but the Eved, you're not Chayzer. Like we said, but the Eved for the people in the Shul, because it's Chok, and like we said for the Americans, Zog the Tila LeDovid, after Zayin Cheshvan, if you said, but the Eved, you're not Chayzer. So if you followed me, you're not wrong. There's nothing more to lose. But if you follow the other Rabbanim, maybe you're not Yotzer. The Meile, I'm going back. Why I'm telling you, every American will say 90 times. Because if not, so the first time to be saying Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have three reasons. Maybe he's right. And even if he's wrong, maybe the shit is that you go to feed the place. And even if not, did he ever use it? But if you forgot the same Talumoto, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I'm achriya b'teres vaday, to say, and you have to repeat your davening. Here already, if Rav Shlomo Zalman is wrong, it's a brocha levatole, because you're Yotze Shmonesa. So you stand davening. So to rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman to start off by saying Baruch Aleinu, it's very easy. Because you have on what to rely. First, maybe he's right, maybe the other shit is right, and but you have any answer. But if you forget the same Talmud, now you will have to repeat yourself. This is already very shvach. Reb Shlomo Zalman was miyatz, if you remember, to try the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, to try to say 90 times the Saint Alamoto Livrocha al Pnei Adomo. So like this, you will not have a suffix if you forgot or not. Now, let me gain a trop weiter. We'll go over first the Alochas. If a person forgot to say the Saint Alamoto in Baruch Aleinu, he says it, and he remembers before he says Baruch Atah, before he says Hashem. So he says V'sein talumoto livrocho al pnei adamo sabinu mitubo Baruch Hashem. V'sein talumoto al pnei adamo v'skom neis v'sol ativo, and he carries on the bracha a regular. The Hainu, after Baruch Atah, he says V'sein talumoto, and he goes back to the place where he's holding. What would it be if he said, he finished the bracha, Mevorich Hashonim, and he didn't say V'sein Talumoto? So the Mishnah Berurah has a machlekes what to do. The Maaseh, the Shmir Shabbos is machriya to say V'sein Talumoto before Tka B'Shoifo. If he forgot even there to say it, he says it in Shema Kuleinu. Before Kiyato Hashem Shemei Tfila, he says, V'sein Talumoto Livrocho, as it's like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says, before Kiyato Hashem Shemei Tfila, V'sein Talumoto Livrocho, Al Pnei Adomo. He forgot also in Shema Kuleinu, and he remembers before Hashem. He goes back, V'sein Talumoto Livrocho, Al Pnei Adomo, Kiyato Hashem Shemei Tfila. He remembers after he said, Baruch Ato Hashem. He says, "Lamdeni chukecho." He said, "Talamoto livrocha al pnei adomo ki ato Hashem." He said, "Boruch ato Hashem shemei atfilo." He sticks it there. He said, "Talamoto livrocha al pnei adomo." He forgot even there, and he started retzei. So what is the halacha? He goes back to Baruch Aleinu. He didn't remember it there. He remembered, and after lekai netzol, if he made oisah shalom, he has to daven again. If it's before you lerotzo in the second one, he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. These are the halachas that everyone knows. Now, Abarazay will start with the shayla. A person didn't say the Saint Talumoto in Baruch Aleinu. So the halacha is, he goes to Shema Kuleinu. He forgot in Shema Kuleinu, he's holding in Ritzei. So he goes back to Baruch Aleinu again. Didn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he goes, says it in Shema Kuleinu. Didn't say in Shema Kuleinu, goes back to Baruch Aleinu. So this person didn't say in Baruch Aleinu. Happens a lot of times. So he's planning to park in Shema Kuleinu, to say it in Shema Kuleinu. He got to Shema Kuleinu, he forgot also. He's holding in Ritzei. He goes back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu, again he forgot. Now he's holding in Alat Tzadikim. What to do? He has three options. Again, he didn't say in Baruch Aleinu, He got the Shema Kaleinu, didn't say, got the Ratzei, went back to Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu forgot again, now he's holding out Tzadikim. He has three options. One option to say, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Why? He was already holding in Ratzei, and in Ratzei, the halacha is, you don't go back to Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu is no back. If you park there, you could say it. But there's no door backwards to Shema Kaleinu, right? If you go back, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. This person didn't say in Baruch Aleinu. So why is marching now to Shema Kaleinu? He's holding an Al Tzadikim. You got the Ritzei, you can't go to Shema Kaleinu. You have to go to Baruch Aleinu. This person got the Ritzei, and he didn't say V'Sein Talumoto. So now what he's doing, he's going back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu, he didn't say it. Now he's holding an Al Tzadikim. What is the point to carry on going to Shema Kaleinu? Go back to Baruch Aleinu, or jump to Shema Kaleinu. Alat Tzadikim, you have it in the pocket already. You said Alat Tzadikim, you said Bibul Shalayim. You have these brachas. What is the point to say them over again? Other name? Now that he went back, carry on Alat Tzadikim, carry on Bibul Shalayim, get the Shema Kaleinu, and say it to Shema Kaleinu. So I asked Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, first he didn't want to answer me. He told me, who is this person that forgets so much? I said, Rebbe, he's outside, he's been davening. I'm just sending down the shayla. So he said, okay, tell him to carry on the Shema Kaleinu. And I ran out of the room, yeah? Because I couldn't stay, because I said, the guy is waiting. So I couldn't explain the story. So till today, I don't know exactly the longness. I was planning to go duchum from Zaman to Gan to Shayla, but while I had to Mishan Ibnei Sholem, so Shlomo Zalman said, carry on, and I saw today Itake in the Alicha Shloime, they bring down this psak. I looked, what is the Mekoyres? It says, Rashim is Ksav Yad. So I think that when I left the house, he written down the Shaila. Because it looked to me like it was like. The Maya said, this Sofik Dayan Weiss was Nistapik, the Yanke Weiss, Balamin Chasitzchok. And Itake had a Sofik with it. To be masbir that, I want to go a little bit into the lomdus of a Saint Talumoto. This is Benzim Aderich and our sugya. We learn the lomdus of the Indian, and from them we come to the psak. It's a thesis in Tfilas HaShachar. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda. What if a person doesn't say Yalla V'Yavoy and Mincha? If a person forgets Yalla V'Yavoy, you have to daven again. This person forgot Yalla V'Yavoy and Mincha. Now it's by night. Is a point to daven two Ma'arivs or not? Again. If a person forgets Yalla V'Yavoy and Mincha, he has to daven again. This person forgot Yalla V'Yavoy and Mincha, now it's night. Is a point to daven again or not? So Rabbi Yehuda, what is the point to daven again? Two Ma'arivs, but he will not say Yalla V'Yavoy anyway by night. The lotion of tesis. Lomo is palelot. Arei kvar is palel kol tefilas amincha miboid yoyim. Levad mi rosh chodesh lo yizkir. Im ken eino marviach klum im yachzo vi is palel motzi rosh chodesh. Arei lo yizkir oi tefilas rosh chodesh. O mi hu arav el fasi mashma lo yiken. She afilu eino marviach klum tzorich li is palel pam acheres. Zog de veld u beroi shom akilis yanki ven de stipler in broches. What is the machlekes tesis with Rabbeinu el fasi? Tesis learns that when a person missed the Yalla V'Yavoy, he has a Shmonesra. Novos. He's missing Yalla V'Yavoy. But you can't stick Yalla V'Yavoy himself. But you can't stick a Yalla V'Yavoy. So he has to daven another Shmonesra to stick inside the Yalla V'Yavoy. Masha'enkin, Rabbi Noel Fassi holds, when you miss a Yalla V'Yavoy, you don't have a Shmonesra. So you didn't daven Mincha. So you have to daven to my. So again, Shita's a thesis is that when you forget Yalla V'Yavoy, you have a Shmonesra. You're just missing Yalla V'Yavoy. There's no way to repeat the Yalla V'Yavoy. The only way to repeat the Yalla V'Yavoy is by redavening. So b'meile, by Motzei Shabbos, b'laylo, anyway you can't say Yalla V'Yavoy. So there's no point to daven again. Masha'en Rabbeinu El-Fasi holds that the reason when you don't have Yalla V'Yavoy, the pshat is you don't have a tefillah bichlal. If you don't have a tefillah, daven again. Daven again. La aloch is no achroi, what to do? So la aloch le ma'isa, if someone forgets mincha, and Yalav Yobi and Mincha, what do you do? What do you do if you forget Yalav Yobi and Mincha, you remember by night? What? So you make it tonight. If the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so I'm not, it feels nadova. B'meila, if it happens in Erev Shabbos, so you can't make a tnai nadova in Shabbos, so misafik, what do you do? You don't daven again. This will be very negia tomorrow, right? So again, if you forget Yalav Yavi and Mincha, so the number is Chodesh and you remember by night, so what do you do? You make tashluvim and adobim b'tnai. If Rabbi Yehuda is right that when I miss Yalav Yavi, I can't daven again by night because there's no point, so there's no point to daven. If Rabbi Alphas is right that I don't have a daven, he says, man, I have to daven. Okay, very posh. The same shayla we have, Reb Shmuel Razovsky has the same shayla. A person didn't say Ratzei, you have to bench again. Why you have to bench again? Because I don't have a benchy? Or because I'm missing the Ratzei? The Nafkamino is, Shabbos Yontef, the first time you said Ratzei, you forgot Yalav Yovi. You benched again, you forgot Yalav, you said Yalav Yovi, you forgot Ratzei. You have to bench a third time or not? Halacha l'maase. Every Yontef I get this shayla. First time he said Ratzei, the second time he said Yalav Yov. You have to bench the third time or not? So Reb Shmuel, stolen this chakira. If out Ratzei is not a Birkas Hamazon, the first one is nothing. But Yalav Yov is not a benching, the second one is going to bench the third time. But if everyone is good, you don't have to bench the third time.
So I will
have got
the same time
of
tonight.
We're getting to that.
So what are you doing?
He's the ma'aseh hit, but you can't make bigger samos in the double. So it's one eitzah to eat again. First eitzah.
To wash,
yeah. You can wash because you're masiach das already. Reb Shmuel says, "Vala skores the rabbanon, sofet the rabbanon lekule." Now we go back to our shayla. Zot Reb Chaim Stenzel. What happens if tomorrow someone will forget the Saint Talamotor and Mincha? Happens. First day, every year when Zayin Cheshvan happens, and Friday, you will forget the Saint Talamotor and Mincha, and you remember by night. You know why it happens a lot? It happens a lot of Yeshivish guys, they daven 2 minutes before Shkia. They finish the daven, it's already night. So Miyad remember by night. So the Shaila now, they could daven through Ma'aribs or not? What to do? If it out of the Santa Lamoto is not a tefillah, so you could daven again. Even if by night you will not say the Santa Lamoto. But you didn't daven mincha today. You mishal in matbea. But if the mishal, I have a tefillah. Just I'm missing the score. So I can't. So lefir Rabbi Yehuda, I can't daven again. Lefir Rabbi Fasi, I can't. I cannot do nedova in Shabbos. So misafik, I can't daven. Zog Reb Chaim and Stenzel. By the way, it's the first Reb Chaim in Stenzel, and the old Stenzel, that was the first Reb Chaim in Stenzel. The second one. Zog Reb Chaim, no. And the Saint Talamoto Lekula Alma, you will daven again. Because without the Saint Talamoto, it's not like without Yalav Yavri. The Saint Talamoto is chilek from the Tfile Alein. And the winter, the Nusach HaTfile is the Saint Talamoto. It's not a score. There's a shtick in Raya from Boston and Chabad. To Reb Chaim. I don't know if you daven once in Chabad. There's a Siddur Tehillas Hashem. And there's a Tefillah Yeshua from Boston. And also by the Sfardim. All these three groups, Chabad, Boston, and Sfardim, you know what? How they daven? In the winter, they have one Baruch Aleinu. And in the summer, they have a different Baruch Aleinu. Barchenu, Barech Aleinu. Right? It's a right Reb Chaim. And they don't have in Rosh Chodesh a different Ratzei. It's a Ratzei with a Knei. You stick in it, Yalav Yavoi, that's the Shaila. Here is a Matbea. So wide by them, the Mamish Tutfilis. It's a winter davening, it's a summer davening. The Ashkenaz didn't have a Kerech to make Ander a Nusach. But they change it in one word, the Chav Degan Tzazach. But Ashkenaz, in one word, is the Gansu Nusach changed like Reb Chaim. The Vesein Dalumotor is the Baruch Aleinu. Right? This is the way. Baruch Aleinu in the winter, Baruch Aleinu in the summer. Melech Reb Chaim Gipaskin, La Aloche, if you didn't say Vesein Dalumotor tomorrow in Mincha, every year is Balagan. Because even though Reb Chaim Paskin has a, the Poiskim, not all of them say like Reb Chaim. And Tehillel Adovid is Mesupik on it. And Mogen Avrom is Meduyek. That is medama v'sent alamoto tiyalav yovre. Also the Mishnah Berurah is mashma like that. And the Tzvi says it's like yalav yovre, not to daven. Reb Chaim Noe also says not to daven. Reb Chaim, so Yanke Fisher, in Yeshurun, Tov Shem Nam Zayin, printed a whole shtickle teire, punk faker from Reb Chaim, v'sent alamoto lekula ame za askore, and for sure not to daven by night. So the Piskas Manenu don't go with the Reb Chaim. The Piskas go with Reb Chaim. So if it happens tomorrow, you forget Vesent Alamoto by night, you're in a very big problem. It's good to try to say 90 times before tomorrow, not to have the Shaila. What to do the Maisa? Yeah. Not to do. But don't forget, Yossi. Yeah. And the Har Tzvi brings down an interesting Shaila. It will happen in 23 days. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, a person forgot the Saint Talamoto, but he said Yalav Yovoy. He davened again, he said the Saint Talamoto, he forgot Yalav Yovoy. To daven a third time or not? The first davening he said the Saint Talamoto, forgot Yalav Yovoy. Second time he said Yalav Yovoy, forgot the Saint Talamoto. This is the shy. So there's a lot of dikdukim in the poiskim. How to look on it. And I wanted to explain. The Maise, is a double she'eino boru kol atzeirich. Maybe we'll go to a different child. A person forgot the same talumoto. Say over a Maise, Chaim Kanievsky brings down a Maise. Sefer Maise Yish, it's brought down a Maise from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He asked this Chazanish, he forgot Yalav Yovel in Rosh Chodesh. So he has to daven again. Here it says, it doesn't say that he asked on himself, he says that he asked. If the first 18 brochas are only Leminyan Mea brochas, I'll read down before that. In Sefer Arab Mibris, Chelek Beis, page 445, he brings down that Rav Meir Soloveitchik told him once that he forgot Yalav Yovoy in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Rav Meir says on himself that he forgot Yalav Yovoy in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So he went to the Tate. He was so sad. Chaim said, Givaldik, you have Mea Brochas. You know, every Shabbos, Mea Brochas by the Briska is a big story. To get the Mea Brochas on Shabbos, they say someone told me once that he went into the Biskerov, it was Shabbos afternoon, Biskerov said, 82. And later, Biskerov said, 85. He asked the Baal Soloveitchik. He said, no, he's counting the Mea Brochas. And the Rambam state that every day you have to bench Mea Brochas, and on Shabbos, ain le Mea Brochas, Oichel peiros u'mashlim ve'moyne ve'oylech ad sheyesh lo mea brochas. So I didn't moyne ve'oylech. So I said the whole week you don't have to be moyne ve'oylech because it's counted already. The Mishnah Berurah counted that it works out. And Shabbos I didn't moyne ve'oylech. 85, 86. I know some people are makbid on it. You count. You finish davening, 20. So Rami went to cry to the Biskerov. Shabbos was chodesh. I forgot Yalav Yovoy. Biskerov said givaldik. He had Mea Brochas. So the Shaila is, Givaldik, Brochas Levatole. Stayed in the Biskerov and the Chazanish, that they hold that the first tefillah is not at Brochas Levatole. It's a good tefillah. It's a lack. It's a missing. You have to fix it. Not only that, Reb Moshe Feinstein says on himself that people asked and people were kidnapped in a place. Bought down in Gersmeshe, Chelik Dalet Simon Ayin. וכן הרייסי, בליאבו, כשחוטפו אנושים, אז when he was in Russia, it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shvat, and they didn't have a Siddur. And they only knew Musaf Shal Shabbos, they didn't know Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh. So Reb Moshe told them, I told them Daven Musaf Shal Shabbos. I had a loch if someone Daven Musaf Shal Shabbos b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and didn't say Yalav Yehovah, he has to Daven again. Yeah, he has to Daven again, but the tefillah is a good tefillah. Kids, if a person is stuck in a place, he doesn't know Yalav Yehovah Rosh Chodesh. So Reb Moshe Daven without Yalav Yehovah. Chod should they have a davening. The Moshe. If it's a part of the Matbea, it's no point to Daven. You're messing up. So Reb Moshe and the Chazanish Weisse so learn that Avada, Lekule Alme, it's not a missing in the Matbea. Dehainu, Avada, it's a tefillah. This is the reason most Poiskim hold La Aloch, if you forgot the Yalav Yoboi, I'm sorry, V'Sein Talamoto. I know a lot of guys forgot tonight V'Sein Talamoto. You know, the guys that didn't say, they didn't know the Shir, yeah, before they came here. So when we finish here, now they'll go to Daven. They have to go to Shtiblach, to Daven, and Minyan or not? No. They have already davened for Shmona Esra B'Tzibur already. Now they have, they're missing Mesei Talamoto. What? They said everything already, Kishma. Don't say Mesei Talamoto and Kishma. They say Yeiru Malkosh. Say Yeiru Malkosh. But the tefillah is the tefillah B'Tzibur. No boss. Again. So it's two halakim. Klapei the shaila, again, Reb Chaim himself said that the whole shtickel, the whole story is and this Yalav Yavri. B'skarob and not said that Mesei Talamoto, because Reb Chaim said without Mesei Talamoto, so nishken tfile. So nishken tfile. And lefilo B'skarob, you will have to daven again in a minion. And lefilo B'skarob, you can't count it from Reb Rochas without Mesei Talamoto, for Reb Chaim. But most of the poets came out mekabo Reb Chaim. And the old Mesei Talamoto is named to all the tfiles that you have a tfile. You have a tefillah. You're only missing a score. You're only missing a score. So this is legabe that chelik of the shayla. Now, legabe the shayla, we're going back to the shayla that we discussed. If a person said, forgot the Saint Talamot on Baruch Aleinu, and he got the Shmak Aleinu, and now he went back to Baruch Aleinu. Dear Rav Shemazam and Rav Bachot, a person can't have in Shmona Esra so much Brochas. So when he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, there we erase the brochas. There we don't keep these brochas. We erase these brochas, and Keilu he's starting to daven out from the beginning. So it's a mod nezach. This is what Shmuel Zalman told me. The first brochas, farfal. And now it's fresh.
Shem
Hashem too? What? It's a strange thing. If he finished the davening, he has a good feeling. A lot of people, if they remember the middle, chashing memory before he finished. Yeah? If he finished at the end, he feels very bad. I think it's pung fakat. If he finished, he has a good shmona esra. If he remembers in the middle, he has to raise some of the brachas.
Why
brachas? I don't know. So why not? Because he can't daven like that. You're not allowed to say ratzei without saying talamoto, because this is what Chazal said to do. But lemaisa, you lose. But etzem, the guy that finished the daven is better off without Reb Chaim. If Reb Chaim a garnish, he doesn't have garnish. If Reb Chaim, it's better that he remembered in the middle. But on Reb Chaim, could be it's better to remember after for the member in the middle. Because when you remember in the middle, and we have to raise some of the brachas, it will be keilu a brach levatol. Now, there's another shaila in the poiskim. What happens Shabbos? Some people in Shabbos, they forget that it's Shabbos and they daven a weekday tefillah. It happens. So the halacha is you have to finish the bracha and then you go back. What if a person said Baruch Aleinu, forgot the Saint Talamoto on Shabbos? Now, he said Baruch HaTorah. He didn't finish Mevorach HaShonim. He remembers he didn't say Mesei Talamoto. What to do? Mevorach HaShem, Mevorach HaShonim. This Baruch is garnished. To go back. So he has to go back Mesei Talamoto. This is Poshut. What would be if he finished the Baruch already? Now, Baruch Aleinu, without Mesei Talamoto, is not a good Baruch. So what he does? He said the Kafah Chaim is mistapik. A person is davening in Shabbos and he said Baruch Aleinu. So I know you're telling me you don't understand. So I'll make the shaila a little bit nicer. Okay, you're holding in Shabbos. Now listen, what happened to you? Because the problem is that when it happens in Shabbos, there's no one to ask because no one knows the answer to the shaila. You daven in Shabbos in Shtiblach. You said Baruch Aleinu. You didn't say Saint Talumoto. So you didn't remember that the Shabbos also. You mufka. Yeah. You're holding in the middle of Alat Tzadikim. Alat Tzadikim, Alat Chassidim. Shabbos winter. So what do you do now? Tell me, what is your Eitzah? What is that? Yes, so what do you do? What do you have to do normally in a Shabbos? You remember in the middle of Alat Tzadikim that it's Shabbos. What is the Halacha?
Finish the Bracha.
Here, you can't finish the Bracha. Why? Because you didn't say the same time about the Baruch Aleinu. So your tefillah is not a good weekday tefillah. So how are you saying Alat Tzadikim? It's an anti Alat Tzadikim. You're driving an anti.
If you're the weekday, you finish and you go to Shema
Kuleinu. No, right. So in the weekday, I'll finish the Shema Kuleinu. So maybe I have to carry out the Shema Kuleinu, stick it in the Seita Lubato, and then go back to Shabbos. So it's like the Kafah Chaim, I have three eights for the guy. Stop. Say, one second. It's not good. I'm switching to Shabbos right away. Or to finish Alat Tzadikim and say, in Shabbos, or, you know what? Here I think I have a problem. If I don't fix the Vesein Talamoto and Shmark Aleinu, the Baruch Aleinu is not a good Baruch Aleinu. So I'll carry out the drive to Shmark Aleinu, say Vesein Talamoto, and go back to Shabbos. No one knows the Maisa what to do.
You can't say
Alapanitsa, right? You can't say Vesein Talamoto and Alapanitsa. But what do you do Le Maisa? It's not Stam Hashem. It happens. It happens Le Maisa. But look at these people that I get mixed up. It happens to them. I know someone is standing at and waiting to answer. What do you do to myself? It happens to you on Shabbos. So lefi Reb Chaim, he doesn't have garnish. So don't say Alat Tzadikim. On Reb Chaim, you could say, I'll say Alat Tzadikim. So lechur, on Reb Chaim, Avada, you will say, till Alat Tzadikim. To be told in the Dubshadim and Teisvis. Lefi Reb Chaim, lechur, you have to stop. Same thing, the Kafah Chaim has a different suffix. If a person davens a weekday tefillah, and he doesn't daven Shabbos tefillah, but he mentioned in the middle, in Shema Kuleinu, he mentioned Shabbos. Kayim Shabbos ayim. So, but the other, he's yotze. Oh, but the Maaseh didn't remember that he didn't say V'sein Talumoto. But in Shabbos, you don't need to say V'sein Talumoto. So again, the shaila is if he has a weekday tefillah or not. What? You say yes or not?
No go.
Not good? No go. But Shabbos doesn't need to say Talumoto. I'm saying these fakers are big fakers, and no one knows exactly the answer in these cases if they happen. It's because it's telling all of this lumdus. So I'm saying the best thing is say 90 times, just hoping it's fakers, and that's Hashem.
My son, I bought many shots every day. I forget in the shtil. Can I make it up for the shots? My son should sing the shtil, right? I forget in the shtil. Just make it up for the shots. Yeah, also my friend arrived 2 days ago from America and he's leaving before December 4th. You have 2 days ago.
I want to say Shmakula.
You should say?
Shmakula.
So, you should say, let's say he didn't say anything. He didn't say the whole night.
Okay,
but you should say the same dog.
The tie that he's making, it's a radio, because you're radio, it makes the night of the oven. That's not what helped. It's not
Shabbos.
No, it's not Shabbos. It's not a night. Night of after Shabbos. So it's a two in the double. Two in the double, I can't be the chayiv for the day. Two in the double would have to be al tonight. Now it's night, I'm giving it two in the double. So what, why is it help? No, if it makes it tonight, if it's al, that it would be a two in the double.
It's not that it's not, it's a shlomo. It's not that I don't need the double, it's a double.
Why do you say Yom Yom?
He's not saying Yom Yom Yom.
He's going to be Asa Shlomo.
He doesn't say Yom Yom Yom. He makes that Shlomo. Because if he's not Chayav Shlomo, it's on the Dover. He can't say Yom Yom Yom.
Sometimes he doesn't say Yom
Yom. No, when you say Yom Yom Yom.
Postman says he doesn't say Yom
Yom. Never say Yom Yom after Shabbos. After he's after the Shabbos. Shal is if the Dover twice or not.
On Shabbos, why is everyone on stream without Baruch Eloheinu? Worse than at the Chidon without Baruch Eloheinu?
Anybody not having the same experience? You said it already. Here, the Shabbos, you're allowed to say Baruch Atah Hashem.
Why is it?
No, it's not worse.
Why do you finish the Baruch Atah Hashem if anyone had Mishmanes? Because you have the Baruch.
Right,
because I had the Baruch of Baruch Eloheinu.
Yeah, but there's no Matbeah Tefillah. There's no Baruch Eloheinu. There's no Arat Tzadikim without Baruch Eloheinu. The person in Shabbos said Atah Hashem, and then he skipped to Refa'inu. He doesn't finish Refa'inu. It's a goldfish.